If society is filled with people who took the blue pill and decided to stay in the Matrix, how are we able to make a movie where we understand that choice? So I just rewatched The Matrix, first time in a long time, and there are three scenes that I think are maybe the most important of the whole movie. And the scene where Morpheus tells Neo about the red pill, blue pill Matrix thing is not in my top three. Not because I don't like it, not because I don't think it's important, but there are three other scenes that I think are more important. The first scene is when Morpheus takes Neo to talk to the Oracle, and she tells him he's not the one. She also importantly tells him that not only is he not the one, but there's going to be a key moment of his life where he has to decide whether Morpheus lives or he lives. The second scene is when that situation arises and Neo has to make the decision who's going to live, who's going to die, and they both live because he saves them both, thus proving that he is the one. And the third scene that I think is the most important is when he's fighting the agents and he actually gets shot to death by one of the agents, and Trinity, the love interest, tells him, "I love you, get up, you can do it." And he basically rises and becomes even greater than he was before he had died in the Matrix. So before we get into why I think those three scenes are the most important, I think it's also important to preface that with saying, whenever people talk about the Matrix, the one thing they always talk about is, well, the Matrix, which makes sense, but I think in some ways that's a mistake. Yes, it's important to talk about the Matrix and what it is and how we're born into slavery and bondage and all that, but really the Matrix is about being human. And that's what makes those three scenes the most important, I think. You have in the first scene when he's told by the Oracle he's not the one, but there's going to be a situation where, she doesn't say it this way, you might be able to prove you're the one if you believe in yourself, which in the second scene he does. And you can sort of see the shift in confidence in his eyes or in the character, in his body language, that, hey, I thought I wasn't the one, I accepted that, but then I rose above it and became the one. I believed in myself. I believed in the abilities that I always thought I had, and I just proved it. And then what you have at the end is a very human thing, love. Having someone else who's there, who's got your back, allows you to sort of reach up outside of yourself, to push yourself to places that you didn't think maybe you could go, and you achieve something more than what you ever thought you could. I mean, what's more human than that? Kind of being down on yourself, you start out where he's at in an office doing work, and he's in trouble with the law, and then he's told he's not going to be anything by someone that he thought would give him the best news of his life, but he believes in himself and he convinces himself and he pulls himself up by his bootstrap. I know that's not a fun theory for everyone, but it's interesting. And then love. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about being human. It's about having all those things that make us human. Yes, we are susceptible to bad things, and yes, we do bad things, but it's not about the Matrix. It's about what makes us interesting, about what makes us beautiful and all the things that come with it. That sometimes the down things, the downsides of things, make the sweet things taste even sweeter. So maybe this is obvious, but I haven't seen the next two movies of the trilogy, only the first one multiple times. So maybe what I'm proposing here, what I'm saying here, is totally ununique, or it's covered in the next two films. And I figured I might as well see the other two films with the new Matrix coming out 2021, which I guess is the fourth installment. Saw that in the trailers when I saw Dune, when I was sitting through 4 hours of trailers and previews. Just one more thing though. If it's about believing being the most important thing and then following through, well, does that mean that everyone's capable of doing it? Why isn't Morpheus the one? Why isn't Trinity the one? Why aren't the other ones potentially the one? That's the only thing that I can't quite figure out. So if you have any ideas or any other ideas, put it below. Thanks so much for watching. Please subscribe to the channel if you can. Patreon.com/arthouseradio if you want to support more. It's puppies. They're not cheap. Until next week.